Later, as I read more, I discovered her clear and childlike faith. Her poignant request to the police psychologist that he take a letter up in a plane to her children in heaven.
She was schizophrenic, of course.
When someone reminded me of her story last year during a discussion of Medea,
with all the clinical signs of the disease.
The images of the pier and the lights and the unspeakable terror of the three young boys, each killed by their mother, came back to
me. Of peering in her young adulthood.
And I began to remember my own fear, the fear of my youth.
The most common time of onset.
How could she be so certain of God's voice?
For God spoke to Abraham as well, and asked him to take his own son, Isaac,
whom Abraham loved more than anything in the world, to a place on a mountain to which God would lead him, and to
sacrifice him, to kill him with a knife and burn his body.
The body of Isaac, his own son, as an offering to God.
Christians happily accept this as an instructive tale. How we should blindly accept the commandments of God, following his voice without question.
We live in a world where there is much focus on the terrible actions inspired by religious certitude.